First of all, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and kind of how you got started in the fitness industry?
Yeah, I started in college. I got a degree in kinesiology, exercise science, a degree in business, and I started working on campus, just cleaning machines, and then I started teaching classes and got certified as a trainer on campus at University of Wisconsin-Madison. And then when I was trying to figure out what to do after school, my senior year, I got hired by a local gym in town and started working there a little bit. And then when I was trying to figure out my niche, who I wanted to work with, I decided that after I worked trained pretty much anybody for a couple of years there, and I realized I really enjoyed working with moms. I'm starting to work with my mom and her friends, and I'm very close with her, and so that kind of made that my goal, was to create programs that moms could afford, especially a stay-at-home mom, which is what my mom was, a place where they could connect with other people and have free childcare for the kids and all that stuff. So it's kind of how it started, and I created a program called Mama Tone Fitness, right out of college, and that grew pretty quickly over the first year.
Okay, cool, thanks. What's some of your core fitness ideas and concepts that you kind of base your programs around?
So the first thing is strength training. I think it's the best way to, from an exercise standpoint, to tone muscle and boost metabolism. So put them on a heavy lifting program that's kind of circuit based, functional based. So about 20 to 30 minutes of total body strength training, and then a secondary component would be HIIT, high intensity training, interval training, burst training for 10 to 15 minutes, whether that's on the same day or on another day. And then from there on out, I just try to encourage people to be active. I think yoga is great to add to things for flexibility and stress, de-stressing. And then just finding things with their families or with their friends to do that, gets them off the couch or off the computer sort of thing.
I got you. This is kind of a side note, but how do you find all the time and energy to do this? You have 10 fitness locations, you have your own blog, TV appearances, Fit Mom for Life. Where do you find all your time and energy for all this?
I mean, it's been a process. I would say I try to delegate as much as I can. I've gotten better at it. I have 20 people now that work for me, so I'm getting better at delegating, tasks. And I have three different assistants for different portions of my business, so I give them a lot of it. I eat healthy, of course, and try to still get sleep. I'm a big believer that, going on 4 or 5 hours of sleep is not a great long-term solution. I've been doing it the last few months, but it's not a great time. I'm a big believer in taking care of yourself and taking plenty of vacations and free days, or and at least getting 7 hours of sleep a night, or taking naps during the day. That's kind of my thing, and I don't know. I just try to. I think I try to put things in perspective, and I don't get stressed out too much. I always kind of ask myself either what's the worst that could happen in this situation, or put it in perspective of life, and whatever I'm stressing about at the moment isn't really that big of a deal in the scheme of my life or the scheme of the world.
I got you. Nice. Yeah, totally. Okay. Let's just, I want to actually get really talked about Fit Moms for Life now and some of the goals and ideas behind it.
Yeah. Our goals are kind of our big goals, which I'm sure you saw before, but to have 14,000 support groups started, which is one for every McDonald's in America. And our goal is to have fitness and support and community, as accessible and as affordable as McDonald's is around the country. But more so than that, just kind of trying to create health bubbles for people to be part of, because our society, even though I think it's slightly, slowly tipping over towards a health and wellness and prevention more than a sick, care society, we're not nearly there yet. And so until we are, we need these kind of bubbles that we can put ourselves in to kind of give us the strength and motivation and consistency and support. So kind of want to do that. And then, we're looking to build the brand. So whether that's in a in supplements. We're going to come out with a few supplements. I'm not a huge supplement guy, but we're going to just come to basics and, you know, branding everything, clothing line, what else? I mean, merchandise, like just everything, anything that we can do to help support a mom and being happier, mm-hmm. healthier, and more connected, you know, we're gonna do. And then building up leaders, so finding leaders in the different communities that want to lead groups and empower other moms to do the same thing.
Definitely. That's very cool. I like that. I just got a few more questions here. I know you're super busy, so I'll let you go after a few more questions. I guess one of the main ones is, what one last piece of advice could you, like my reader source is like probably sort of like you're just 25 to 55 years of age women that are moms don't have a lot of time. So what is one last piece of advice you can give for anyone who is just trying to get started and get in shape?
Oh man, so many I could say, but I would, I get this question every time, so I always try to do something, say something different.
Yeah.
I would say, let's see what. So just getting started. I would just first start off by realizing that you aren't going to be the best mom, wife, employer, boss, whatever, business owner, if you aren't first healthy, fit, have energy, are happy, feel confident in your own skin. And to do that, you need to take some time for yourself. And even though it seems selfish sometimes to maybe give yourself that 20 or 30 minutes a day to do that, long term, it's the most unselfish thing you can do. So just realizing that it's important, and it's not only important, but it's really necessary to really fully function at the highest level or the highest potential possible. And once you realize that and you understand the importance of it, then the priorities will change, and then, you know, you'll make the time for it.
Gotcha. Awesome. And where can we get in contact with you if anybody reads this and wants to know more about Fit Moms
sure.
for Life or anything else?
You can go to two different places, fitmomsforlife.com, so fitmomsfor, that's F-O-R, life.com,
mm-hmm.
and you can check out our Facebook page, the same thing, facebook.com/fitmomsforlife, and then sign up for our newsletter, Take the Pledge. Actually, that's the coolest thing, so you can go to, yeah, fitmomsforlife.com, and there's a place on there to take the pledge, and it's a really emotional two-minute video that you can watch. And we've got so many women just email us, never heard of the program or Fit Moms for Life, and they said they're bawling their eyes out, and they sign up for our programs and stuff. So that'd be a great
cool.
place to start.
All right, man. Well, I truly appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Keep up the good work and keep helping people. And
I'll try.
You're working hard.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. We're in a great industry, so it's very empowering.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, Josh. I apologize for all that delay and stuff. But
oh, no worries, Dustin. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right, bye.
All right.